Don't wait for the crisis to happen. Have a plan in place. Know who your providers will be when the time comes.
The thing that we always hear is, I don't know how I did it before Atrio came to help.
Hi again. Welcome to another episode of This Day and Age, where we bring together experts in all things aging from Holland Home, Faith Hospice, and Atrio Home Care. We're here to give you important information that will help you and your loved ones make confident decisions while navigating life's journey. I'm Phil Tower. I appreciate you joining us. And in this episode, our goal is to hopefully inform you and enlighten you on some of the really amazing facts on the aging population and their changing preferences. It's happening every day in this country, and it's been happening for some time. We're going to talk about what it means in terms of aging in place, how planning for that might look a little different than planning to move into a senior living facility. And finally, we'll take a look at what aging in place can look like with services such as those provided by Help at Home and Home Health. Our guest in this episode, I've got two great experts with me for this area, Kate Sylvester, Executive Director, Atrio Help at Home, and Casey Loff is one of Atrio's physical therapists, and he's also rehab supervisor for the Lakeshore. I am so glad you guys are here because, A, I have a lot of questions. So you're ready for that?
We're ready, Phil.
We are ready. Thanks.
Kate, thanks for being here. Casey, thanks for being here. For those who are playing along at home, Kate is to my left. Casey is to my right. And we are here with, I got to tell you guys, this is a really important conversation because I'm living through this in my family. You guys have this conversation every day. And Kate Sylvester, I'm going to start with you as the executive director of Atrio Help at Home. And we're talking about home care here. Can you just help us and help our listeners for this podcast get a picture of what in-home care looks like here in 2022?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. So our biggest goal, of course, is to provide the in-home care that clients need just to keep them happy, to keep them healthy, to keep them safe and independent. And like you said, we are seeing so many people wanting to age in place, wanting to stay in their own home and stay in their own community that they've been living in for a long time versus moving to a facility. So when we see that, or when we have people call and ask questions about that, our biggest goal and the biggest thing that we want to achieve is just meet that client where they're at, meet them in their home, and provide the care and the services that they need tailored to those individual needs that they have.
As we have seen the aging population increase and the boomers, we're all getting older. It is a fact of life. There's been, I would assume, an incredible demand for in-home care. It has really changed. I mean, have you seen this in the last couple of years increase?
Yes, Atrio certainly has seen this. I will be honest that our phones, they ring off the hook for people wanting in-home care. And we do our best, of course, to meet their needs. And every client is different. So some clients are quite independent still. They just want help maybe around the house, help with meal prep, help with transportation. So we, of course, provide those services. And then other clients whose needs are a bit more advanced are looking for a higher level of care in the home, and they may want quite a bit more care, maybe 8, 10, 12, or either even 24 hours a day of care.
Mm-hmm. Casey Loff is here. Casey is a physical therapist. You might be going, why is a physical therapist in a home care discussion? But that's really important. It's really significant because it is very much a piece of so many people who need in-home care. And Kate, I'll kind of have you talk about that, because if someone has had a fall, a stroke, as soon as they can, they get out of a rehab situation, they want to be home, but that rehab can continue there, right?
Right. So we work with a lot of clients in home, and where I oversee Atrio Help at Home, we provide a lot of the like I said, light housekeeping, transportation, personal care. But a lot of the clients that we service in the home may have recently had a hospital stay, recently had surgery, and they need more skilled care. So that's when Casey and his team comes in with nurses, therapists, and they're able to provide that therapy to rehab back in place, in home, safely. And him and his team come out and do that.
What's it like to do physical therapy in the home versus in a hospital or whatever?
It's an amazing opportunity because you get to treat people where they're most comfortable. People's homes, they're more at ease. They're willing to communicate with you and they're open with you about their needs and the things that will meet their goals specifically. So you get to see their environment. You get to see the way they live. You get to meet their family members. You get to see their dog. And you never know what you're going to see when you open the door. And you have to develop that quick connection with people. And it's so much easier when you're in their home. And you get to feel like a family member in some ways. You get to feel like a guest in their home. And you build that relationship. And it's really powerful. It is the best place to provide care for a patient because you get to see how they live and you get to see where everything is located and every single change that you can make to make their life easier.
Right. And, you know, the important thing for people to connect in their mind is that physical therapy element is so critical because it increases the independence, which means it's more likely you can stay in home with the help at home from Atrio. And just, you know, whether it, you said you can go as many as 24 hours, Kate, but a lot of people don't want 24 hours, do they?
Right, right. So I think the biggest thing to think about when looking at, you know, aging in place and staying in your home is when you want some home care, when it comes to help at home, the client, you know, they are the customer. So it's very customer oriented, very person centered. You decide how much care you want in your home. So again, some people are very independent, but maybe making their bed or doing their laundry is difficult. So maybe we come out for 2 hours a week and we help with that. And that's just fine. Other people may want care every morning to help just with that morning routine, that getting up, that getting showered and dressed, help with breakfast. And as time goes on, maybe care increases, maybe care decreases. It's very, very flexible. Clients are able to change their schedule at any given time just to meet their needs. So yeah, like you said, Phil, 24 hours is somewhat rare, although clients do have that if they need it. But otherwise, 2 hours a day, 4 hours a day, 4 hours a week, it's all up to the client and what makes them comfortable and what meets their needs.
And I would think at some point, you might have to make a tough call, especially Casey, from your perspective as physical therapist with Atrio. It's a tough thing where you may be able to have to say to that person and their family, we don't know if this is going to work at home, which is being honest. And it's probably not probably, let me correct myself on this podcast. It is the right thing to do.
So the number one reason why people have to leave their home is because of immobility. They're just getting frail. They're getting more weak. It's difficult for them to even get out of their chair so that they can do their daily activities. So when we start to notice that decline, we have to make sure that they're safe. And it's always this push and pull between caregiver and client. Mm. The client wants to stay independent and not be a burden. That's their number one thing. They don't want to be a burden. The caregivers, the family members, they want to keep them safe. So how do we determine where they should live based on that information? And that's what we do. We are that counseling service, basically, that determines if they are safe to remain at home.
I bet those are some of the toughest conversations you've had.
Extremely tough, especially when somebody's lived in their home for 40 years. That's all they know. Mm. You see all the pictures on the wall. They have to leave a pet behind, possibly. Extremely difficult. It's a major loss in a person's life. But we have to take that very seriously because we have to keep them safe. And we can't have them being harmed, and we have to basically help the family to make sure that their family members stay safe.
Yeah. So even prior to that, we have to talk about in this conversation, the elephant in the room, which is having the conversation about, hey, mom, hey, dad, we really need you to think about bringing someone into the home because I can see you're struggling. That is a real tough conversation because the first time a loving adult child tries to have that conversation, Kate, there's almost immediately pushback, right?
Yes, we always see people, the client themselves, very resistant to help, to care, because again, they want to do it all on their own, and they have been for the majority of their life. So we have that conversation a lot. We have that resistance to help in the home a lot. It's something we deal with all the time. But I think with families and with what Atrio tries to do is we just try to educate. These are the services that are available. This is how we can start you by helping. And again, I always am an advocate for starting slow, finding the home care that's right for you, finding the agency that you're comfortable with because of you've called them, you've talked with them, you feel comfortable with their hiring practices and things like that. And then, letting the family really talk about the options and everyone, have their input and opinion. And then, of course, again, like I said, starting with it slowly and seeing how it helps and benefits the client in their home. And I'll be honest that typically we see a lot of resistance, but once we've been in the home for a couple weeks, a couple months, the thing that we always hear is, I don't know how I did it before Atrio came to help. I don't know how my mom did it. I don't know how I did it. And that's our goal. That's what we try to do and we try to accomplish. So I will say that resistance is a normal thing, but we're used to dealing with that. And the client is always happy at the end and they're always appreciative of the care that they're getting.
I'm having a conversation with Kate Sylvester, Executive Director, Atrio Help at Home, also Casey Loff, one of Atrio's top-notch physical therapists. He's also the rehab supervisor for the Lakeshore for Atrio. As we talk about the whole idea of aging in place and the growing number of people who want to spend the great quality of life in their final years of life at home. And those final years of life could be 5 years, they could be 25 years as medicine and advances get better. As we talk about all of these things, what happens when the adult children maybe disagree with what mom and dad want to do, or mom and dad disagree with adult children, or you have to navigate some of that, but I would think in the end, knowing you can stay at home, that almost is the tipping point here, isn't it? Really, for a lot of people, we may even be hesitant in looking at this.
Right. So you have, we're all going to age, we're all going to grow older, and we're all going to end up needing care. So it's planning for that and looking at your options. And I think most people, if they're able to, are going to want to stay in their home. So when families talk about the options and say, hey, we can make it possible for you to stay at home, but we're just going to have to get a little bit of help in your home to make that possible. So that is a big decision maker and weighing point. And the positive to home care is you get to stay in your home. And like Casey mentioned, it's where they've been for years. It's where they're comfortable. It's where they know the people around them. They have their animals. They have their pictures on the wall. They have all the memories they made for a long time. So the benefits just are enormous. And again, there may be some resistance to letting somebody in your home to care for you, but the benefit and that of staying in your home, I mean, it just outweighs that.
You know, there are probably not only adult children with aging parents listening to us right now on this podcast, but there are probably older adults and whatever you want to classify, 45 and older, who may be thinking about this and maybe have thought about it, but never expressed their feelings and desires and wishes with their children. And I bet Kate and Casey, you see this when you are giving physical therapy in home, I bet they probably should have that conversation earlier as opposed to when they have to have it. I don't know if you ever encounter that where people are really proactive and maybe say in their early 50s saying, okay, when it gets to that point, no hesitation.
Yeah.
Do you encounter that more often?
We do encounter that, and we appreciate that, you know, right?
Yeah.
We
makes your job easier.
Yeah, we appreciate that. When we know what their wants and their needs are, and they know that they've talked with Atrio, they feel comfortable with Atrio, and, you know, when they get to a certain point or there's certain declines or memory loss, they have a plan in place. I mean, that's what's great. That's the ideal situation. It doesn't always happen that way, of course, but we suggest planning ahead, like I said, making those phone calls to get any kind of questions answered that you have and to feel comfortable with the service that you're going to have come in your home.
When you have someone who picks up the phone and calls Atrio, what are some of the most common first questions? I would think they're wondering about how is this covered in terms of insurance or Medicare? But I think they're probably wondering, what do you guys offer? I mean, walk us through that, if you will.
Right. So, yeah, we get a lot of questions about payment options and what is covered. And, of course, help at home is typically private pay. So that's the client or the family member paying out of their own funds. And then where the department that Casey works in, that is covered by insurance. But then, yeah, they generally just want to know what kind of services can you bring? What can you do for my mom? So we typically go over those services. And like I mentioned, help at home, really very customer oriented, very person centered. So essentially help at home is going to do whatever it takes to kind of keep that person healthy in their home on an everyday basis. So cooking, cleaning, light housekeeping, transportation, help with personal care, such as bathing and grooming and things like that. And then where Casey is at, they're providing services that are more driven by the physician. So a doctor mm-hmm. order would be written by the physician to help with skilled nursing care, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and those types of services.
Yeah. And I would think, especially just the whole idea of having mobility, being able to, there may be two steps in the garage, which could be a huge obstacle now. I would think, Casey, you're dealing with simple things like that.
Every day we modify people's environments by adding handrails, ramps. We look at the home as a whole and we try to figure out what's the easiest way for that person to get around, conserve their energy, which is big with aging. And also so the caregiver can be set up for success as well. So we bring in equipment. We use technology now with in-home telehealth, which we can get real-time data. We have the ability to bring in speech therapists to evaluate swallowing and their cognition. We have occupational therapists who work on bathing and dressing and set you up for success in the bathroom and in kitchen and those daily activities. And then we also can work with Kate and their team to provide those grooming services, those dressing services, bathing later on. So there's a collaboration between the two of us.
It is amazing. And I'm struck as I'm hearing you say that, Casey Loft, I'm struck as I gotta believe you encounter people and probably you as well, Kate, just in having the home care discussion. People go, really? I can do that in my home?
That happens almost every visit.
Yeah.
And they said, I can't believe how much you've changed this situation this quickly.
Yeah.
It's like, where have you been my whole life?
Yeah. I mean, I love it.
Literally, we see things that people don't see. And it's just because we have so much experience. We've been in every situation you can think of and every single diagnosis you can think of and house plans. And it really is an opportunity.
When I get to the point when I need rehab in home, can I call you?
Absolutely.
Are you my guy? Okay.
That happens a lot.
I just wanted to make sure. Kate's smiling because I'm not joking. This is an important thing to talk about in terms of Atrio's vast expertise in this area of home care. Some people may kick the tires of other agencies and just look at this. What are kinds of things that you would say to the adult children looking at this from mom and dad? What are the things you want to make sure are in place if they're looking at in-home care?
Well, like I said, you want to find an agency that you trust that
That's
has
huge.
Yes, because again, you're going into somebody's home, and really our staff really become like a family member. A relationship is built. So you want to make sure that the agency is hiring the best, the highest caliber people. You want to make sure that the agency has a great education program for everybody that they're hiring, so that they're going through education when they're hired, they're going through annual education. I think it's really important that an agency has a great retention rate of their employees, because that means that the employees are happy. That means that the employees are treated well and they like their job. And then, you know, it's important to always, you know, ask around in the community, what agencies are you using and things like that. And I think with Atrio, I'm confident to say that we do all those things, and we're part of a bigger continuum, as we know, and we partner with Holland Home and with Faith Hospice. So a lot of great collaboration, trust. We've been around for a while. So I think that all those things are really important to look into. And then with Help at Home services, you want to make sure that you're feeling comfortable with the people that come in your home, and that you're comfortable with the care setup and the flexibility of the schedule. So can we meet your scheduling needs? Can we cancel if we want to cancel without, you mm-hmm. know, a charge? Can mm-hmm. we add more services without a problem? So of course, Atrio does all those things, and that's important in a home care agency.
Yeah, that's really, really reassuring to know. And I know you touched on this earlier, Kate Sylvester, from the perspective of that first call, but will you go a little deeper for us in terms of if we have that in-home conversation, you're going to come to the home, talk to the people, do they need to come to Atrio? How does that process work? And who will be there? I'm assuming you have a full spectrum of people, maybe a number of people they're going to talk to, maybe even the rehab people are there as well too, and Casey's a part of that. But walk us through that, if you will, in terms of, okay, I call, I make an appointment. What does that look like after that?
Yeah, of course. So that happens, you know, regularly. We're getting calls. People are looking for care. They ask, you know, what kind of care can we provide? We ensure that we can meet the needs of the client in their home. And then, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have our nursing supervisor come out to the home, meet with the family, meet with the client. We always suggest, you know, having the family and the client present, because then everybody is able to ask questions. Our nursing supervisor is able to get to know these people. So they go out, they talk again about the services we can offer and the schedule that we've put together for them based on that initial phone call of what they've requested in the home. We have them sign up for services officially. We make a tailored care plan for the client and exactly what their needs are, because of course, every client in the home is different. Every home is different. Every client is different. So we like to make a detailed care plan of the exact things that our staff will do when they're in the home. So then our staff are really prepared and they really know what they're walking into for their visit. And then we typically go over the schedule with our client, just again to make sure that we're providing the care that they want and we're doing the things in the home that they want us to do. And then we like to always do a meet and greet with our field staff that are going to go in the home. So we like them to meet the client, see the home, things like that. Make sure that personalities fit, of course, because that plays into it. We'll be
Absolutely,
honest, that,
yeah.
that plays into it. And the more that we get to know about the client, you know, on those first visit or two, the better we are at making sure we send a caregiver who's fit and a good match for that client. Because again, we're providing services in the home. So it is so important to make sure that personalities align, skills align. If a client needs certain things done, we want to make sure that we match them up with the best client. So we do all those things in those first couple visits. And then, you know, as time goes on, I think I mentioned this before, schedules do change. Care level, care needs change, and Atrio is flexible to change any of those things at any time just from, you know, a phone call.
It's a lifeline to be able to have that resource to say, okay, I think something's changed. Can we talk about this? And in our final minute or two here, I want to give each of you a chance to kind of just put some finishing thoughts on this, because I know Casey Love, as a physical therapist, you've seen a lot in home. Any words of wisdom to maybe somebody listening to us right now who's contemplating this for mom and dad, or maybe questioning about how to get into that because they see them struggling? They know there maybe have been some falls. Any words of wisdom for them?
Don't wait for the crisis to happen. Have a plan in place. Know who your providers will be when the time comes. The biggest thing is, if crisis comes, you kind of get caught up in the flow of the home or the healthcare system at that point. And whatever's available is sometimes what you have to take. There's limited resources out there. So if you develop a relationship with a home health agency or a home care agency, we can be that person to direct you. We can meet you where you're at, have those conversations before the crisis happens, and really be that counselor and walk that with you when something does happen, because eventually everybody's health is going to fail, or you're going to need some kind of help or services. Mm-hmm. So don't wait. Make sure you have that conversation with your family.
Good words of wisdom. Kate Sylvester?
I completely agree with what Casey said. You know, don't wait for that crisis. If possible, try to make a plan, find the home care agency that works for you, and be open-minded to having people come in your home and help you. Because again, the goal that we have is to help, keep you safe, keep you happy, age in place right at the place that you love. So have the conversations, be open-minded, and know that, like I mentioned, we don't have people calling saying, oh, we don't need home care, we don't want it. We have the people calling saying, wow, this person was fantastic. We're so happy that they're in our home helping our mom. Thanks for all you do. So again, be open to having the help in your home, and know that it really is the key to aging in place.
And a special thank you, whoever you are, wherever you are, to anybody who does in-home care. You are a godsend, and we need about 50,000 more of you. This is and I just want to add this is a really noble and important calling. You are serving people, and from a faith perspective, you are really living out a Christian faith and probably one of the highest callings. And it's, I know a lot of people probably think about it that way. So I guess I just want to say I'm really very grateful for this conversation with both of you. I've learned a lot, is the guy asking the questions. And Kate Sylvester with Atrio Help at Home, Casey Loff, one of the great physical therapists with Atrio Home Care. Thank you so much for enlightening me, for enlightening our listeners.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now, for those of you who have heard these conversations, you're saying, okay, next steps. If you've been thinking about this, the worst thing you can do is continue to think about it. How about being proactive and look at that for yourself or for a loved one? Do not wait. We have this thing called the internet and wonderful resources and a great amount of resources and information at atriohomecare.org. Again, that's Atrio, A-T-R-I-O, homecare.org. And you can really educate yourself. Be prepared. Take notes for that phone call you're going to make to Atrio. That's the website, and all the information you need is there. Also, for our This Day and Age podcast, we've got a lot of great resources for you at thisdayandage.org. That's thisdayandage.org. And again, for Atrio Help at Home and Atrio Home Care, and for our listeners. For This Day and Age, I'm Phil Tower. Thank you for listening.